This is CKUW 95.9 FM, where programming is made by, for, and about the Winnipeg community.
This is CKUW 95.9 FM. We're broadcasting from Winnipeg, Manitoba, on occupied Anishinaabe Aking, the homeland of the Métis and the historical territory of the Nahiyawak and the Nakota.
You better come down to the station house.
That's what I'm looking for.
They wonder what they are.
Something for the count, the nuns, the grocery clerks, and you. Something at 8 a.m., something in the library, something in the river. Everything and nothing.
Listening pleasures.
Good evening, you've tuned into Listening Pleasures. Hey, out there, isn't it nice out? I'm glad you're tuning in this evening because we have a couple of festivals coming up. Folk Fest this weekend, of course, but Fringe Festival soon on its heels. And I have Ruben Trudeau here, and we're going to be talking about the Fringe show at Venue 6, Ragtag Cabaret. It's joining a lot of creatives and going to have a little bit of clowning, a little bit of comedy, a little bit of music. Ruben, hello.
Yeah, hey.
Hi.
Hey. Good to be here.
Yeah, it's good to have you on. I'm glad that you said yes, because I like talking about the Fringe. It's a great, it's a great platform to show your work and show other people's talents as well.
Yeah, totally. It's a ragtag festival. It's just just seeing people do whatever they want I love that free form nature of it.
You started comedy maybe like how many years ago?
Four years ago. Actually started at Caravan mostly.
And for anyone that doesn't know, Caravan is open mic, open stage. We do it at the Cube every second Monday, so there is a Fringe performer sign up that's going to be happening on the 22nd. So if you are a Fringe performer and you're listening to this, go to Caravan Open Mic Open Stage or just the Purple Room and let Paul know that you want to join. You can promote your show and show people a little bit of what you do. Have you signed up, Ruben?
I signed up.
Okay.
Yeah.
Good.
Yeah. Do the thing, yeah.
Yeah. It's a good stage, and
It's always great. It's always just a wacky ensemble of people, and that's the way I love it. Yeah.
Yeah. So what got you into comedy? What gave you the bug? Because you really have to be committed.
I guess.
Like, you need to practice your bits. You need to be constantly trying to come up with something new.
It was honestly kind of a nightmare the first like 3 years or something of doing comedy. I don't know. It was like kind of a drive, not something that I like necessarily wanted to be doing, but something I felt I needed to be doing or something. I don't know. Maybe I'm shy and
it's good to be out of your comfort zone though.
That was it.
It's a growing experience.
Yeah. I think that was the only reason. Yeah.
Yeah.
I thought maybe like, because I'm usually pretty quiet, I was like, man, if I could get these thoughts that I have out of my head, like it could be pretty funny or it could be interesting and actually like speak them out loud. So
yeah, it's definitely organizing them in a way that other people will also find humorous.
Yeah.
Because you can laugh to yourself all you want.
True. Yeah. Trying to get what you find funny about it. Honestly, funny is regrettably not always my goal. So I gotta work on that.
Well, you know, truth is good. Awkwardness, you know. Yeah. All of those things, I think, yeah. If you're committed, they're funny.
Yeah.
And so you're going to be hosting the Ragtag Cabaret and also doing a couple of bits. Like, how's this? Do you want to talk about the people now? Or
sure, we can, yeah. Or we could do in a bit.
We'll come back to that. So you've got all of those different areas, like clowning and music and comedy.
Yeah.
We're going to go into some, a lot of CanCon here. I like your list. Yeah.
Thank you.
So, as always, I've gotten my guests to do the work.
Very nice, very generous.
Yeah. We're going to hear some awesome tracks. I haven't heard Soft Fossil before. So,
yeah,
they're from BC.
Yeah. You know, shout out vegan friend of mine. I don't have that many, so I lived with him, and like not lived with him, but he was in the punk scene in BC, and he was always in punk bands and stuff, so he did this, like, he's getting into electronic music, and he's for a few years, I don't know, but he did this one, it was kind of off time signatures, and I just like the way it played, tickles your brain a little bit in a funny way, I don't know.
Nice. So this is called Coronator, and you can find it on the streaming sites. It's off of the single Remapping Coronator, and this is Soft Fossil on CKUW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg.
just fine. Maybe take some time, unwind, read a book, drink some wine. Don't worry, we'll be here all night. Get me started, I brought the party, don't sell yourself for love, love, sister shawty, I've gotten tough, love, potential to be the best, I must have fell into a spell, I wish them well, train tracks derailed, cold red like braille, still bread for sale, Rolex dreams, but I'd rather buy a home, have a dog, my lady, and get stoned. Give a dog a bone, sit on that chrome, together alone, we connect like we roam, the city streets on a park bench, you'll never be satisfied or content with what you want and you can't get,
Everything will be just fine, maybe take some time, unwind, read a book, drink some wine, don't worry, we'll be here all night.
Started love, so cathartic. Like an iPhone, baby, I'm the canvas, you're the artist. New from the jump, you are the one for flipping the plans. No slipping, no pimping, no tripping, no yams. I'm thinking a low for you, taking my hand, but still we only started. I wanna build a home with you. I wanna have a nice ass crib with nice ass kids and a love that you want that too. Oh, who could ever come stand in the way? Some of my demons, I push them away. I know in my heart that this feeling will stick, cause your love keeps me going with infinite faith. Just know that
everything will be just fine. Maybe take some time, unwind, read a book, drink some wine. Don't worry, we'll be here all night.
Up all night.
All night.
Me very quickly. That's Kuya off of the Kuya EP with All Night. And yeah, that's a sweet track.
Yeah, sweet friend of mine.
Yeah. I like the description. Born and raised in Winnipeg, Manitoba. I make funky music.
I didn't even see that.
Yeah. It's on Bandcamp. Bandcamp Fridays, by the way, people. That's still a thing. So support your local artists and buy on Fridays.
Yeah, buy for no reason except for to give people money. It feels good, you know. I don't do it often enough, but once in a while.
Well, the streams,
it's a way to...
They'll add up eventually.
Way to support. Yeah, maybe.
But you know how you can support local artists by going out to the Fringe Festival. And I have Ruben on my show today to talk about Ragtag Cabaret. That's going to be at the Tom Hendry Warehouse. And that is Venue 6. And if you go to Venue 6 and scroll down to Ragtag Cabaret, you can see the poster. And Ruben, you you do this poster.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So it's wonderful. And all of your posters, because you do a lot of for the Goodlands Cafe, because you run the open mic there, comedy open mic, but also like promote shows.
Yeah. It's kind of converted to promoting shows. I was having a hard time getting people in, and I guess people want to pay for things. I don't know.
That's good. Yeah.
It seems like it. I don't know. Yeah. When they have to pay, they come. I don't know. I don't know. They didn't. Yeah. But.
Yeah. So that's a good thing to check out. Starting in fall again. And Goodlands Cafe. Or is it cafe?
Yeah.
Yeah. Such good food.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And good price.
Vegan and.
Yeah.
Yeah. And tasty.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's good.
Yeah. And support local restaurants.
Yeah. And he really wants to do like community events. So if you do poetry or you want to set up a poetry night, he would love that. Anything he wants to, you know, make it a community hub. So if anyone hit him up.
Okay. So that is on Sargent. Do you know the exact number? I can look it up here if you don't.
I think it's 679. Sergeant,
let's see. Goodlands Cafe, 679 Sergeant. There you go.
Okay, I've made enough posters. I should know it by now.
A great little venue as well as a great little restaurant. I'm sitting here with Ruben Trudeau. We're talking about Venue 6, Tom Henry Warehouse and Ragtag Cabaret Fringe Festival, July 17th to 28th. You have seven shows.
Yeah. I don't know. I'm looking forward to it. I always thought, you know, if I would have more stage time, I'd get more comfortable on stage and I don't know, maybe find some things that I didn't know we're in there. I don't know, just like spending more time doing it, more repetitions. I thought it would be interesting experience, so here we go.
Well, and production is a different thing because you have to book the people. Uh-huh. And then they have to show up. Mm-hmm. And then keeping the flow going.
Mm-hmm.
Not angering people.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's a little bit more.
The pressure's on. You know? You want to bring a good show.
For sure. Yeah. Yeah, you're a bit of a schmoozing. Yeah.
So this list of performers that you have for Ragtag Cabaret is pretty curated. You found most of the people through a clowning class?
Yeah. Sue Proctor, I've been taking clowning classes with her for years. I took my first one during COVID, and it was in front of a screen, and
so what do you do in clowning class?
A lot of improv, really. We did a little dress up. We went to Central Park and put on clown noses and just like did races with the kids and stuff, and that was super fun. One of them we did a show during First Fridays, just built ourselves up in the clown class, and we just did an outdoor performance of First Fridays. And yeah, so she does a good class. I don't know, I feel like Sue, shout out to Sue, she's underappreciated clown. I don't know. I feel like her classes should be bumping. And they are so fun. I don't know. Just very creative.
And how did you find it? Like, how can people find this class?
Follow her on Facebook or Instagram. Comedy Clownesque. Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It's a good thing to tune into and check out Instagram. If you've ever had the comedy clowning bug or wondering about what it's all about.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know.
Like what
if she's planning on doing more classes or not, but they're always great. I don't know.
What got you into clowning though? Like, did you just see the
Yeah.
Was it a deep burning, like, I want to join the circus sort of thing? Or was it like, oh, I'm scrolling through and that sounds interesting sort of thing?
Yeah. It was something to like feed into my stand up, maybe.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just like get something
in the arsenal.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I like the aspect of like crowd engagement and like the crowd takes part in the show and just big emotions, big feelings. I did clowning classes with Alistair Knowles, who's big in the Fringe. He's like two. He's done a bunch of shows and James and Jamesy and stuff. And I feel like I'm talking way too close to the mic here. Am I?
Oh no, that's
maybe
I'm,
okay.
It's better than I'm not talking close enough. Maybe a little bit of music here as an interlude. A Bicycle Face, who was on my show last week. You can catch podcasts on ckw.ca for the archives. This is Listening Pleasures. This show will be on there after midnight. And Bicycle Face is on there for the next 3 weeks as well. So make sure that you listen to that. But we're going to hear Rosetta. And that's off of Bicycle Space. You went to the same show I did. And just wanted to fell in love with Bicycle Face. I wanted to hear them all the time.
Yeah.
So we're going to give you a little taste of that. Here it is on CKUW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg.
Of the soul out here, you Eat what I kill. Eat to kill. Eat what you kill. Eat what you kill.
Beautiful song. Annie Humphrey, Eat What You Kill, off the album Eat What You Kill.
Yeah, odd choice for a vegan, maybe. But, but I like the sentiment. Just like, yeah, sometimes, you know, you fuck up, or you don't fuck up, or you... Well, it's just maximizing... Actually, there's a good piece, Sarah. Maybe I can introduce Sarah Higgins from The Fringe. She's from my Fringe show. She's got a good piece in the show about kind of making good out of a, I don't know, I don't want to say a bad situation, but I'm just rambling.
Like lemons and lemonade sort of thing.
I guess, yeah.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Yeah, and we don't want to give away too much of the show because you need to go out to Venue 6 to see the Ragtag Cabaret. That's Tom Hendry. There's 7 shows from July 17th to 28th. We're talking Fringe Fest. And yeah, it's a nice little 14 pass. I usually opt for the 14 pass. And yeah, you get to see a ton of shows, all different genres. Yeah, there's... I actually haven't looked at the guide yet. No. But I know that there's a lot of good shows. And that's maybe why I'm not looking right now. Because I'm like, I can't go. But I can. You can always afford a Fringe show, like $12. It hasn't gone up, has it?
Not really, no. Ours are all $10, so.
Okay. Yeah. So, yeah, and that's the thing. Like, the artist gets all of the cash. So, basically, if you get a spot in the lottery, is this you won a lottery spot. Like, someone dropped out
late,
and you got drawn.
Yeah.
So, that's cool.
Yeah, a little later, unexpected, we had 24 hours to decide whether we wanted to jump aboard, and we're like, yeah, why not?
Yeah.
And then they're like, what's your bio?
So
what's the show about and stuff? We're like, I don't know. We haven't... I guess we just got to think of something. Yeah. But.
Yeah. So you'll see Ruben Trudeau, Jeremy Proctor, Sue Proctor, and Sarah Higgins. They'll be the Ragtag Cabaret at Venue 6. While we're at it, it's time now for CKUW's event guide from concert and club listings to community announcements. We help keep you in touch with what's going on in Winnipeg. That's something that's going on in Winnipeg in a couple of weeks. Fringe Fest. Folk Fest is this weekend, so yeah, make sure you bring sunscreen, drink a lot of water, stay in the shade, and if you can't do that, bring your own shade. Umbrellas, hats, sarongs. Like, seriously, it's going to be hot out there. And there are plenty of water taps. You just wet those down and cool yourself off. Yeah, everyone will be doing it. Because they should be, and you should too. Mm-hmm. Let's just get into weather while I'm talking about that. It is 20 degrees Celsius right now, which is outstanding. A few clouds. A low tonight is 17. And then sunny tomorrow, 30, 32 Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. And only a little chance of showers on Friday night. Yeah, otherwise it says it's clear. So, yeah.
Yikes.
Yeah. That's, it's quite the display, Mother Nature. Turning up the heat.
Yeah.
So.
See you at Shady Grove and stage in the forest.
Well, you know, they have planted quite a few shade trees and every year they get a little bit bigger. So, yeah. And there's, plenty of, little areas to cool off, shade structures and things like that. So, yeah, make sure you get some rest as well. And yeah, while we're talking about, actually, I just jumped around there, but Goodlands Cafe, that's going to start up again in the fall. Ruben puts on shows, and yeah, you can eat some great food and yeah, catch a show. Music, comedy, what have you. Like a ragtag cabaret.
Yeah, it is.
All year.
Yeah.
Yeah, once a month, like the last Saturday of the month.
It's totally random.
Okay.
It's just whatever.
It's usually on a Saturday, though.
It's on a Saturday.
Yeah.
Yeah, afternoon, family friendly. Yeah. I'm not the first person you'd think of for a family friendly show, I guess, if you saw me. But, because I have face tattoos and I don't know.
I think they're very non-offensive, though.
Yeah. I don't know. Yeah.
Well, it's better
than
marker.
Internalize them.
You might as well make that commitment, right?
Yeah. I tried. Yeah. At first, when I got them, I markered my face for a while just to try them on and try them. It took a lot of convincing to get my friend and tattoo artist friend to tattoo my face.
Oh, yeah.
So.
As so like, imagine. Man, do you reconsider this?
Yeah, they're like, this is, I think I'm his first and only face tattoo.
Wow.
Maybe. Anyways.
Yeah. Well, I feel like that's a more intense spot than most places.
Yeah. I guess so.
Sensitive, possibly, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, go see Ruben's face tattoo. Venue 6, Fringe Festival, July 17th to 28th. Seven chances. Seven chances to see it if you haven't seen Ruben. And great variety in the show. Some music, some clowning, some spoken word, some comedy. Yeah. And right now it's my Tragically Hip segment. Songs that Tragically Hip never play in concert, well, hardly ever. And July 7th is Johnny Faye's birthday, so we just celebrated that. Happy birthday, Johnny Faye. And I brought out the Day for Night album that he didn't sign because he didn't come out the back door the day that everyone else signed my the cover of my album. And that's all right. That's all right. One day. I have picked Fire in the Hole. It's got some banging drums in there. And here it is on CKW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg.
Yeah, I grew up on the west side of Atlanta. The west side of Atlanta get a bad rep, man. You know, it's supposed to be hood. In my neighborhood, I was the only dude who had his dad in his life, though. Yeah, so, you know, I was like the chosen one. You know what I mean? That put a lot of pressure on me. You know, I felt like I had to be successful, you know? Because you can't be that black dude in the hood just wasting dads. You know? Shit, where you come from, buddy? Tell you got your dad in your life, it's like you got the cheat code, man. Plus, you know how hard it is to be a thug when you ain't got no abandonment issues, though? You know what I mean? Ain't no way to pull the anger from, man. You know what I mean? I played catch with my dad. We had a wonderful relationship, man. Looked like being in the streets. You know what I mean? Yeah, I was a good kid, man. I wasn't in the streets, man. I had one of my homeboys, he was trying to get me to join a gang at one point. I was like, I can't join the gang. You know? I was like, but I can work in the gang office if y'all got one, though. Shit, I'm in the gang office, you know what I mean? Shit, I can schedule the initiations if you want, man. I'm real good at scheduling, though, you know what I mean? Shit, I even told him, I said, you know what? I can order the bandanas for everybody, though, you know what I mean? What color we going with, electric blue this year? What we gonna do? Yeah, my family's still in Atlanta. My dad, he just found out he got a son on Ancestry.com, though. That's crazy, man. Everybody going on these DNA websites, man. You got to be careful, man. But I told my dad, I said, you went on there just trying to find out where you from. You ended up finding out where you been. I was like, man, how much DNA did you put on there, man? Did you overswap, man? You know what I mean? Must have upgraded you by accident, man. Now I got a half brother. I met him too. He making good money. He got his own business. He's married. The wife is a neurosurgeon. And he got two beautiful kids. And I'm over here, divorced comedian. You know? Shit, man, I'm starting to feel like maybe my dad held me back. You know what I mean? Like your pop slowed you down, man. You know what I mean? You must have been a bad influence on me, man. You know what I mean?
I have no segue for this next joke.
And we will get to that one. Just a little taste of what's to come. We're into some comedy. Ruben is,
Yeah.
It's going to do some comedy, right? And hosting.
Yeah.
And it's been trying his hand at comedy and all things comedy.
Yeah. I don't know.
No, keep going.
I think I'm more, I don't know. No, but that Chris Brown, I don't know. I never heard of him before. I just kind of stumbled upon it on Bandcamp, and just thought he was so funny. He's a hairdresser at his job, so he talks about that. And I kind of like this like artist on the side kind of deal. I think there's something to that.
Yeah.
You know, I think like it's a good way to feed in some material. You know.
Definitely have a like actual life, and then
yeah,
then your second life.
Yeah,
I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. I watch so much movies and stuff, and I'm just like half of them. I'm just like, it's completely unrelatable. I don't know. It's just,
this needs a comedy montage.
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe.
What's that?
No, like just everyday life. Comedy. Yeah.
But my dad always says that not like people always at the Emmys, they always, or Oscars or whatever, they always thank their moms and nobody ever thanks their dads. So I thought this was a good ode to my dad there. So I live with my parents. shout out mom and dad.
Aw. Yeah.
For now, It's a stepping stone.
Yeah.
41, but yeah, no. You know. It's good.
It can drive you places, right?
Yeah. Yeah. Supper's ready when I get home.
It's nice.
Yeah. It's great. We had taco salad tonight.
Mm.
Yeah.
Shout out to taco salad.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, you have a local comedian coming up next. Yeah, if you are at all familiar with the local comedy scene, you probably recognize that voice. So Jared Story runs the Winnipeg Comedy Showcase at the Park Theatre, which is very popular. Almost sells out every time, if not every time. Mm-hmm. And you've never went to one, Ruben.
I haven't been to one, but I went to his comedy taping. I saw him this.
Oh, that's cool.
So nice. Maybe that kind of counts.
It definitely counts. Yeah, like the thing is like to get enough material so that you can record it. A full-length comedy album.
Yeah, it's kind of...
it's a goal.
Yeah, maybe. I don't know. I didn't really like comedy recordings for a while. I was just like, I'm all about live comedy kind of, but I don't know. I'm kind of getting into them now. It's kind of like a funny thing to do to like capture this conversation forever.
Yeah, like if you can't get to the place, it's the next best thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Kind of.
Netflix specials, that's another thing, right?
Clear specials. I don't know if that's not really, I don't think that's in the cards for me, but yeah. Maybe I could tape my own comedy album.
Yeah.
Do it. I don't want to be a downer.
Downer comedy?
Downer comedy, yeah. That's me.
I feel that's like a niche market.
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah.
Speaking of, he's got a whole set of vegan jokes. So, I like to talk about that. I don't know. And like he was vegan, which he talks about in this and. He was kind of a, you know, someone I could look up to doing his thing, and he put out an album, so, yeah.
So what, do you still go to comedy open mics?
Yeah, I was at one tonight.
Okay, well, where can people find these open mics? Maybe someone wants to get on the mic. It's a good outlet.
For sure.
You can find out if you're funny.
Yeah.
Or how to write a joke, anyway, maybe.
Yeah, totally. Yeah, it's a fun thing to do. Just to, like, put your opinion out in public. It feels crazy, but it can be funny.
It's better than doing it on the internet.
Yeah.
I don't know, this kind of behind here your home, you
and
know?
It's here and gone, you know?
Yeah.
It's, like, that's kind of nice.
Yeah.
Yeah, I came up at Caravan, Tanis hosts there. Great open mic. You don't have to go to the comedy ones, but there's hands.
I would like recommend going to a comedy one though, because we're very quiet laughers, so you might not get what you want at Caravan, but definitely come to Caravan too, because we are laughing
on the inside
just very quietly. Plus it's a big stage if we were at the Cube, but the smaller comedy rooms, like, you can really feel the energy off of other people. So you were at which one tonight?
The Marion, they have one.
Okay.
8:30.
Yeah.
And Wee Johnny's on Wednesdays at 9:00. And I don't know, they're kind of dropping. There's not so many. Monday, Scott Porteous.
Yeah.
At Fourth Line.
Mm-hmm.
And Club Happenings was doing one. I don't know. That one's kind of been floating around. I think he's kicking around going to Fridays, but...
Yeah. Then there's always Funniest Person with a Day Job once a year. And mm-hmm. the going June, on right July. Now.
Yeah.
Yeah. So get out your rumors. Yuck Yucks. Like, we have a Yuck Yucks. Mm-hmm. Like, when did that happen?
I know, eh? Just popped out of...
But yeah. Ruben, it's been great having you on the show. Make sure you go to Ruben's Ragtag Cabaret, Venue 6. You'll see Jeremy Proctor, Sue Proctor, Sarah Higgins, Ruben Trudeau, wrapping the whole thing up in a nice little package for you. And you'll laugh and be entertained for sure. July 17th to 28th is the Fringe. 7 shows at the Tom Hendry, Venue 6. Yeah. Thanks so much,
yeah,
Ruben.
Well, thank you so much. It's great being here. It's like an honor, yeah. I've been definitely a fan for a while, yeah.
Aw. Well, Alan Campbell's up next, and that's Night Danger Radio. 3 hours of an eclectic mix of music, and it'll be about Folk Fest. That's coming up fast. So, yeah, get your tickets if you haven't already. Yeah, like I said, make sure that you bring all the shade stuff and protect yourself from the sun. Because, yeah, as heat stroke's not funny. That's no, not at all. But yeah, Venue 6 will be funny. Ragtag Cabaret. And we're going to end up with Jared's story off of Good Ideas with Baloney Break. And thank you so much for listening. Next week will be another guest. And who did I have on my guest list? Darn. I have like the worst short-term memory maybe in life. But you're going to want to listen to it. So make sure you tune in. And good night. Good morning.
I have no segue for this next joke. So a little bit about myself. I'm a vegetarian. Don't clap all at once. No, I am a vegetarian. I used to be a vegan. I was a full-blown vegan for 5 years. Full-on vegan. I didn't mean to say full-blown. That sounds like I caught veganism and I wasn't going to get over it. Now, when I was vegan, man, and even now that I'm vegetarian, people are always like, how'd you do that? How'd you stop eating meat? Truth is, I did it gradually, you know? I stopped consuming animals gradually. I started with the crackers. Animal crackers, I just cut them out of my life. I really eased into it. And then after a little while, I became what is known as a pescatarian. You guys know what that is? Yeah, that's when I only ate goldfish crackers. That's kind of a weird time in my life. And then I became a vegetarian, and then a vegan, or as my dad calls it, well, he stopped calling me. Last thing he said to me was, you're a disgrace to the farm! He's here, I'm just lying. Hi, Dad. Anyway, here's the thing, though. It's not that weird anymore. Like, when I first went vegan, it was kind of different, especially a guy doing it, because there wasn't a lot of guys doing it. But, like, now it's kind of normal. Everywhere you go, there's vegan and vegetarian options. And there was just a vegan week, just like chicken week and burger week. There was vegan week. And also, meat's really expensive, so people are, I think, eating a little less of it. And for other reasons, too. I think that trend is going to continue, you know? I think 30, 40, maybe 50 years down the road, eating meat will be like what smoking is now. People will be like, Jared, you still eating meat? You're like, only when I'm drinking. Be just a bunch of bologna sandwich eaters all huddled 15 feet from the door. God damn. Remember when you used to be able to eat bologna inside? It's fucking cold out here. Frank, what are you doing out here? I thought you quit bologna. He's like, it's hard. Hardest thing you'll ever do, they say, is quitting bologna. Can I bum a smoke? Tam? Come on, guys. Then all the people inside the office are like, can you believe those guys? They've already taken like 5 bologna breaks today. It's not fair. Just because they're addicted to bologna, they get to go outside whenever they want? It's time theft, if you ask me. Like, Brian... Time theft? What the fuck are you talking about? You yourself were addicted to bologna not 5 years ago. Yeah, but I quit. I quit cold tofu. That's a phrase that'll exist in the future. just trying to get you guys used to it. People get mad at me for not eating meat. Like, I'll just be sitting